It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In your health today, new purity standards for olive oil. We go first, though, to a proposal aimed at clarifying what counts as organic milk. The USDA is proposing a new rule that would require dairy cows to spend plenty of time out in pasture grazing on grass if growers want to label their milk organic. Next week is the cutoff date for the public to weigh in on the proposal. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If you look at what distinguishes conventional milk from organic, two things may come to mind. No antibiotics and no growth hormones. That's what's labeled on the carton I've just picked up here in the dairy aisle at this upscale Washington grocery. But a few hundred miles away in Pennsylvania, on a farm that produces organic milk, it's not just the absence of pesticides and hormones that make the difference. It's acres and acres of rolling pasture. On the day we visited, a fog hovered over the ground, a light rain fell, and even in December there was plenty of green grass. Roman Stoltz Foods' cows have access to all of it.
Cows have a very keen sense of boredom. They like to go to a new place.
Which may help explain why when we look in the barn, it's empty.
They have the choice whether they go out or not. And they will choose to go out. Like this kind of rain we're standing in here, not heavy rain, they'll go out.
So they like it out here.
They like it out here.
In conventional dairy operations, cows are often confined indoors, and they eat concentrated feed out of a trough. But not here. On Stoltz Foods' farm, walking paths made of mulch lead the cows from patches of grass pasture to the milking barn.
They walk at least a mile and a half or 2 miles a day on the average. Take like walking out here, just this is the closest pass or one of the closest ones is a good 1,000-1,500 feet, and they do that four times
without as much as a single moo, which I thought was weird. But Stoltzfu says happy cows in a pasture really don't moo much. What they do is eat a smorgasbord of different grasses.
So you see, if you look here, you see some clover, some short grass. And
can you show me the difference?
What's well, difference? Like this would be clover right here. I mean, she'll choose. She likes clover. Clover's high in protein.
So does her diet have an effect on her milk? Well, when a cow eats protein and nutrients from eating fresh grass, there's some evidence to suggest that her milk may have more nutrients, at least compared to milk from cows fed a concentrated feed made of grain and corn byproducts. Jillian Butler is an animal nutritionist at the University of Newcastle upon Tyne in England. She says grass feeding is good for cows.
They have evolved to cope with grazing diets, and that is the best approach to suit their system.
A few years ago, Butler had a hunch. If cows were eating lots of grass and clover, which contain a key omega-3 fatty acid called ALA, then perhaps their milk would have more of the omega-3 as well. To test her hypothesis, she did a study with dairy cows in the UK, comparing those who ate a conventional feed with those who spent most of their time grazing. She found big differences in their milk, particularly in the summer months when cows graze most.
We were extremely surprised at the order of magnitude of the difference. We were getting an extra 60% of omega-3 in our organic milk.
The omega-3 is slightly different from the type found in oily fish, but still beneficial, even if the levels you'd get in reduced-fat dairy products are lower.
We know these fatty acids are good for us, and we know that grass feeding leads to higher levels, but what we don't know is organic milk better for us?
Butler says what's needed next are some studies in people. Detecting any particular health benefit could be tough and take years. But what the USDA plans to do now is make specific rules about the amount of time dairy cows have to spend grazing in order for their milk to be called organic.
The vast majority of organic dairy farmers in this country understand that pasture is an integral requirement to producing organic milk.
Mark Castell runs the Cornucopia Institute, an organic watchdog group. He says current organic regulations already require some pasture grazing, but he began lobbying for a new rule when he saw that some dairies interpreted the rules differently. He points to large-scale operations, such as Horizons Organic Dairies in the western states, where dry conditions can make it very tough to grass feed.
The new rule was really written because of the exploitation of some loopholes by large factory farms, and it's a more prescriptive rule. It requires that dairy farmers graze their cattle for the entire growing season.
Horizon Foods says it actually welcomes the clarification of the USDA's rule and supports the concept of continuous grazing during the growing season. Meanwhile, back in Pennsylvania, family farmer Roman Stoltzfus wants to see everyone playing by the same rules.
We need to know that if someone's certified organic, that means the same thing to everyone.
If you'd like to give the USDA your opinion on the new organic pasture rule, go to npr.org for a link. The public comment period closes next Tuesday. Alice Nobry, NPR News.